Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Oh, the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Wednesday. Glad you could be with us on Sports Map Radio. All right, let's get things rolling with the good of the day.
Not going to lie to you, it's NFL heavy.
NFL heavy, yeah, I like
it. It's NFL heavy today. The good of the day. The NFL Films had Travis Kelce mic'd up during
cool.
the game against the Bills. And I'm going to play you a little audio sample from some things he said. And it looks like he orchestrated the final drive that gave him that game-tying field goal.
Even better.
The first one, the first part of it you'll hear is he's talking to Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce's talking to Tyreek Hill and, you know, telling him like, hey, you do this, I'll do this. And then he's talking to Patrick Mahomes.
And now the Chiefs have got to somehow get in field goal range.
Hey, 10. They might man you up. I'm saying go outside and come back in like you're running a route outside. That way when you come back in, I can get in the way.
They actually have a chance to get Bucker in field goal range here.
Hey. They're playing like that. That seam is open.
8 seconds left, down 3.
So, yeah, he called the final
two
plays.
That's awesome. Well done.
So, coaching career in order for Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
Maybe offensive coordinator?
Maybe, he
kind of knows what's going on.
That was excellent. Good stuff.
Yeah. He just seen the field, you know, just noticing different little things. I mean, I don't know if the decision was totally left for his, but it sure seems like it.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes even retweeted that little video clip saying, you know, the man's crazy. You got to listen to him.
Well, you know, it's not like it's not huge like foresight that he was mic'd up. You'd want him mic'd up.
Oh,
Travis
yeah.
Kelce, right. So it's not like they. Oh, we lucked out. We landed the right guy. Like you mic up Travis Kelce. But still, that is cool that they mic'd him up during one of the most historic comebacks in that 13 seconds in NFL history. That's pretty awesome. So, all right. What's the bat of the day?
The bat of the day, Colts owner Jim Irsay.
Oh, I kind of like him. What's like I like him on Twitter. What's going on?
Well, I'm glad you like him on Twitter because this is what he tweeted out yesterday.
Oh, please don't tell me it's something like racist or anything.
No. You can see clear as day in the final 8 NFL team playoffs. You need a quarterback and offense who can score 30 or more in regulation and a defense that can hold an opponent under 30.
Yep.
So why is this the battle of the day? It seems like he's already done with Carson.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah. I'm telling you, we talked about it earlier this week. Talked about it yesterday with Mike Tenier. There's a larger picture of that game. It's not just two really good quarterbacks playing a really good game against each other. I think if you're an AFC team, forget the NFC for a second because I know it's NFL, but if you're an AFC team, you need to look at what those two teams did and say, can we do that?
Yeah.
When push comes to shove, can we pull that off? And if the answer is no, you're a less than team in that conference.
Yeah, or you can even look in the other game, the AFC game, where you might have something like that in Burrow.
Right.
You could. What do the Bengals have that, you know, or why should they be taking down the number one seed? You know, they just went in there. I mean, you know, they haven't won a playoff game since, you know, before text messaging was a thing. And now they're, you know, one win away from going to a Super Bowl in Burrow's first full season.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, if I'm Carson Wentz, I'm not enjoying the wake-up call with that, but.
No, I agree completely. I agree completely.
But I mean, you're absolutely right. That's the state of the NFL right now. You need to go find yourself a quarterback.
I asked Mike Tenier this yesterday. I said, look, the Titans have an offensive philosophy, right? Run the ball with Derrick Henry and build a strong defense. And we've seen high-powered offenses go down to good defensive plans. We've seen that time and time again. But it just feels like in the NFL, this go-around, you better make sure you can do it against two teams, not just one. Two teams, if you're going to make a Super Bowl. You're very likely to run into those teams in consecutive games if you're a team that is not built to do what they do. It's got to keep general managers up at night, what happened on Sunday night. I know there's be a lot of people out there that are skeptical, saying, well, you know, it's just one game. No, there's a feeling like that you better build it around what they do. And that's not going to be easy to do.
No, because there's not many of those kind of quarterbacks.
Uh-oh. No, it is not.
So, I mean, but you got to go. You got to get something close to it. You got to get something similar.
You got to figure it out. That's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, just not a strong vote of confidence for Mr. Wentz.
All right, what's the bad of the day? The dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day is that it appears, even though the bigwigs have not confirmed it, and bigwigs, I mean Adam Schefter or Ian Rappaport or the likes of those guys, but a lot of people who have sources with the Jaguars, that they intend to hire Byron Leftwich.
Oh, okay.
This is not dumb. I think this is great, but this is the quietest, you know, news I think I've ever heard.
We liked that when that rumor popped up immediately after Urban Meyer got fired.
Yeah.
We heard a little bit of Byron Leftwich, and I said, that's a great move.
But this is coming from a bunch of different people who are saying that this is the route they're going, and it just feels like the NFL's not... It feels like these NFL insiders aren't even investigating it.
Yeah.
Like, not even trying. Like, they haven't tweeted one thing about it. Like, you know, we're trying to figure it out. They have no news on it whatsoever. And it just, to me, it's like, God, this reminds me of when LeBron James signed with the Lakers.
Well, how many people have interviewed with Jacksonville? Have they really pumped that up?
I think they've gone through a couple.
Right. So, if they're close to hiring Byron Leftwich, That'll be a good move. Now, I'm going to disagree with you slightly. I don't think Byron Leftwich going to Jacksonville is the same as LeBron James leaving and going to Cleveland.
No, but I'm saying when the...
But in terms of like...
Well, I'm saying when he signed with... I'm saying when he signed with the Lakers.
Oh, when he signed with the Lakers. Okay, yeah.
Because remember, it just felt like it was...
Still, it's Byron Leftwich compared to going to the Jaguars.
No, I know, but I figured there'd
LeBron
be a little bit more...
There should be.
A little bit more news on it.
Well, I think there should be because I really think that fits everything that you want. I think Byron Leftwich will do good things for Trevor Lawrence. I think he's a former Jacksonville quarterback. I think that works out. He's shown good things in Tampa Bay. It's a good hire. If that's the case, this would be a good hire.
I think it'd be a great hire.
Yeah, I think this is great. I would rather go with Byron Leftwich than some coordinator I've never heard of. Even though Nick Sirianni led the Eagles to the playoffs, I don't want to go, who's that guy? I got to research another 38-year-old I never heard of.
I'm still not sold on Sirianni.
No, I'm not, but he did go to the playoffs.
He did go to the playoffs.
So,
but then again, you know, I look at it, it's like, it's the NFC.
You know. But at the same time, I mean, you know, it was like, oh, God, he was with the Colts, and, you know, look, we have to do some research. Byron Leftwich, it's like, yeah, no, he's done some good things. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, sure, maybe some of it's the Tom Brady factor. I don't know, but
yeah, I mean, there's that. I mean, there's the people. There might be a little bit of a detractor, like, okay, well, you're going to hire a guy because he got to work with Tom Brady. Like, come on, you know. But I mean,
but at the same time, you're going to hire a guy because he got to work with Tom Brady,
right? Exactly. So
you know, I mean,
that works.
I'm certain. I mean, I know the two of them played against each other, but I'm certain there's some stuff that Brady has done in the last two seasons that's kind of rubbed off on Byron. Like,
I agree.
This is the way I should approach it. This is how I should do it. So why not go for it all?
I agree completely. All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Mike Petralia is going to join us. We're going to have Cincinnati Bengals on the clock as we get ready for championship weekend in the conferences as we continue with Wake Up Call.